Hello, and welcome to Health Related Fitness with Dr. Jeff Cherubini, podcasting from Manhattan College, Department of Physical Education and Human Performance in the Bronx, New York. Episode 3, the American College of Sports Medicine Recommendations. For over a decade, the American College of Sports Medicine, simply referred to as ACSM, has been the go-to authority on the recommended quantity and quality of exercise for developing and maintaining cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition in healthy adults. Recently, ACSM, along with the American Heart Association, issued updated physical activity and public health recommendations for adults aged 18 to 65. In this podcast, I'll review and explain these recommendations. So the question to be answered, to be health-related fit, what should I be doing? How much should I be doing? For how long? And at what intensity? And that is really what these recommendations are all about. So let me start by reading an excerpt from a 2007 Medicine and Science in Sport and Exercise journal article written by William Haskell and his colleagues, which summarizes well the answers to this question. The reference for this can be found at www.healthrelatedfitness.org. Okay, so here's the excerpt from this 2007 Medicine and Science in Sport and Exercise journal article, definitely a premier, if not the premier journal addressing this topic. Okay, so here, let me read from this. All healthy adults age 18 to 65 need moderate intensity aerobic physical activity for at least 30 minutes per session on 5 or more days per week, or vigorous intensity aerobic activity for at least 20 minutes, 3 or more days per week. Combinations of moderate and vigorous activity can be performed to satisfy these requirements. In addition, every adult should perform activities that maintain or increase muscular strength and endurance at a minimum of 2 days each week. So again, we have moderate intensity aerobic physical activity for at least 30 minutes per session on 5 or more days per week, or vigorous intensity aerobic activity for at least 20 minutes, 3 or more days per week. And we can combine these two to satisfy the requirements. In addition, every adult should perform activities that maintain or increase muscular strength and endurance a minimum of 2 days each week. Okay, so let's start with this. These recommendations, and we're going to break this down. Recommendations for developing cardiorespiratory endurance and optimal body composition. So we look at this as the FIT principle: frequency, intensity, time, type. Okay, so frequency of training. Frequency of training is the number of times, or more specifically, the days per week a person should exercise. So how many days a week should you be exercising in order to be developing your cardiorespiratory endurance and also optimizing your body composition? So the answer is 3 to 5 days per week. The recommended frequency for moderate intensity activity is now specifically 5 days a week, and the recommended frequency for vigorous intensity activity is now specifically 3 days per week. And these are minimum guidelines. Okay, so frequency, intensity, time type, the FIT principle. Intensity refers to effort. The easiest way to look at this is in terms of whether an activity is a moderate intensity or vigorous intensity. We can also use the term light intensity. We're going to focus on moderate and vigorous. Scientifically, intensity can be examined via heart rate or in terms of maximal oxygen uptake, which is commonly referred to as VO2 max. And when we look at heart rate or VO2 max, we're looking at intensities between 65 and 90% of a maximum heart rate as an approximate target heart rate zone, which we will talk about in future casts. In terms of our maximal oxygen uptake, you know, anywhere 40 to 50 up to 85% of our maximal oxygen uptake reserve. And again, we're getting a little bit more scientific with that. So we're going to really focus on intensity of training, referring to effort in terms of moderate intensity to vigorous intensity. The lower intensity values or the lower intensity recommendations would be more applicable to individuals who are currently not participating in physical activity or unfit. And again, it's easier to describe this in terms of moderate to vigorous. Okay, so let's just review. And this is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And again, this link to this will be provided on the website www.healthrelatedfitness.org. But according to the Centers for Disease Control, moderate intensity physical activity refers to a level of effort in which you should experience some increase in your breathing or heart rate. An effort that you might expend while walking briskly, dancing, swimming, bicycling on a level terrain. It's any activity, if you're going to get specific with calories, that burns between 3.5 and 7 calories per minute. So when we're looking at over the course of an hour, if you're walking on a treadmill or doing some type of machine at the gym, if we just take an average of that of 5 calories per minute and times that by 60 minutes, you're looking at somewhere around 300 calories an hour. It would be a moderate intensity activity. So again, examples would include walking briskly, if you like to play golf, pulling or carrying your clubs for a round of golf, recreational swimming, playing doubles tennis, bicycling at a moderate speed, 5 to 9 miles an hour on a level terrain, even scrubbing floors, washing your floors, washing windows. That would definitely be considered moderate intensity according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Weightlifting, Nautilus machines, free weights, these are all listed according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as moderate intensity activities. Vigorous intensity physical activity may be intense enough or should be intense enough to represent a substantial challenge to you. So we're looking at a substantially challenging activity. It refers to a level of effort in which you're definitely going to experience a much larger increase in heart rate and breathing. Okay, it'll be more difficult to talk to someone. And we're looking at a level of effort while jogging, some type of high impact dancing, high aerobic impact type dancing, swimming continuously, bicycling uphill, carrying something very heavy up a flight of steps. These are types of activities that would be described as vigorous. Any activity that burns more than 7 calories a minute. So when we're looking at 7 calories a minute over a course of an hour, we're looking at over 400 calories an hour. 400 to 500 calories an hour would be something that is defined as vigorous intensity physical activity. I like to do race walking in our track and field class here at Manhattan College. Race walking is definitely vigorous. Jogging, running, swimming continuous laps, playing singles tennis, some skill required for that. Bicycling faster than about 10 miles an hour. I'm a big bicyclist, and bicycling is a great because you can do a combination of both moderate to vigorous activity, and it's also nice and easy on the joints. Circuit training would be a good example of a vigorous intensity physical activity. So again, what's new about these recommendations is vigorous intensity activity has now been explicitly incorporated into these recommendations, and the statement clarifies that we can either do either or both moderate intensity and vigorous intensity activity. So again, we're looking at these recommendations for developing cardiorespiratory endurance. We have the frequency of training and the intensity of training. And the recommendation is for moderate intensity activity, and I just went through a list of those, and they can be found at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For moderate intensity activity, 5 days per week. For vigorous intensity activity, 3 days per week at a minimum. And again, we can combine the two. Okay, so frequency, intensity, time, looking at the FIT principle, the FIT model here. Frequency, intensity, time. Time is the duration of the actual training or the time of each session. So for moderate intensity aerobic physical activities, we're looking at 30 minutes per session on 5 or more days per week. For vigorous intensity aerobic activities, we're looking at 20 minutes per session on 3 or more days per week. So again, frequency, intensity, time, frequency, number of days per week, intensity, moderate to vigorous, time, number of minutes per session. Okay, so the duration is going to be dependent on the intensity. So if we're going to look at lower intensity activities, we need to do those over a longer period of time, 30 or more minutes. And conversely, if we're training at higher levels of intensity, we're allowed to, according to these guidelines, work a little less time, less minutes. And this should make sense. The less intense the longer the period of time, the more intense the shorter period of time. Okay, but again, the key is total time, total fitness. So really what we want to look at is we always want to look at longer duration, and we want to look at watching out for the risk of injury with the higher intensity. So moderate intensity for longer duration is going to be recommended for most healthy adults. All right, so frequency, intensity, time. The minimum amount of time we're looking at that will what we can call count towards these minutes would be 10 minutes. So if you only have 10 minutes on a given day, at a given moment, at part of a given day, 10 minutes of activity in the morning, 10 minutes of activity midday, 10 minutes of activity at the end of the day, adds up to 30 minutes, and that counts. So by all means, what we're looking at is getting up to those 30 minutes of physical activity throughout the course of a day, and those can be done in 10-minute bouts. Okay, so frequency, intensity, time, and then the final T on this FIT, F-I-T-T, component, frequency, intensity, time, and type. Type would be the mode of activity. We're looking at the specific recommendation from the American College of Sports Medicine would be any continuous physical activity that uses large muscle groups, which can be maintained continuously, rhythmic and aerobic in nature. So the type of activity is any continuous activity that uses large muscle groups, which can be maintained continuously. I gave recommendations in describing the moderate intensity physical activity, as well as describing the vigorous intensity physical activity. Swimming, cycling, walking, hiking, running, jogging, aerobic dance, skipping or jumping rope, skating or rollerblading, cross-country skiing, kickboxing, rowing, some combination thereof. These are all examples of continuous physical activity. Sports such as basketball, soccer, tennis are also great as long as you are skilled. And at www.acsm.org, they classify different exercise modalities into different groups depending on how much skill is required. So if you want to, if you're interested in that, you could take a look at that, www.acsm.org. Okay, so the new recommendations clearly state that moderate or vigorous intensity activities, bouts, are important for us throughout the day. And what we're looking for is moderate intensity activity 5 days per week for a minimum of 30 minutes each session, or vigorous intensity activities 3 days per week for a minimum of 20 minutes per session. Okay, these new recommendations discussing the moderate or vigorous activity are in addition to what we can call short, light intensity daily living activities. So really what I'm encouraging you to do here is I'm encouraging you to look at these recommendations, look at what you're doing, but I'm really also encouraging you, and ACSM specifically recommends, that those are in addition to just light intensity daily living activities. Walking, grocery shopping, housework, anything that you're doing in less than 10-minute bouts throughout the day counts. These are all important for us to be physically active, light intensity throughout the day. And let's add on top of our daily living activities these specific recommendations. Moderate intensity activity 5 days per week for a minimum of 30 minutes each day, each session. If we need to break that into 10-minute sections, that's okay. And or vigorous intensity activity 3 days per week for a minimum of at least 20 minutes on those 3 days each session. Okay, so there's a lot to this. And that is the cardiorespiratory endurance optimal body composition recommendation. So to develop the cardiorespiratory. ACSM also provides recommendations for developing muscle strength and endurance, and body composition again relates to this because body composition deals with the amount of lean body mass, which would be muscle. So ACSM's recommendations, in addition to the recommendations for cardiorespiratory endurance, the frequency, intensity, time type of aerobic activity, cardiorespiratory activity, they make specific recommendations for resistance training. Okay, so for our overall fitness, and specifically overall health-related fitness, it includes muscular fitness. So resistance training should be an integral part of our fitness program. And it should be of sufficient intensity that will enhance our strength and muscle endurance and also help us maintain fat-free mass in our bodies. So the specific recommendations from the American College of Sports Medicine for muscle strengthening activities include two or more non-consecutive days a week of muscle fitness training, a minimum of one set of 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 full body groups, body muscle groups. So again, two or more non-consecutive days a week, every other day type thing, a minimum of one set of 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 full body multiple muscle group exercises. Again, we want to gear this towards major muscle groups, legs, arms, shoulders, trunks, back, at an intensity such that the targeted muscle feels sufficiently challenged. And then really that's what we're looking at. You want to feel the muscle being challenged, and the muscle should be fatigued at the end of each set. So again, ACSM recommends resistance training, two or more non-consecutive days a week, a minimum of one set of 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 full body multiple muscle group exercises. 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 full body multiple muscle group exercises geared towards those major muscle groups, legs, arms, shoulders, trunks, back, at an intensity that we feel sufficiently challenged and fatigued. Okay, again, a lot here. We have ACSM recommendations for developing cardiorespiratory endurance and optimal body composition, frequency, intensity, time, type of training for the cardiorespiratory endurance. We have ACSM recommendations for muscle strength and endurance, specifically resistance training two or more non-consecutive days a week, minimum of one set of 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 full body multiple muscle group exercises. ACSM also makes specific recommendations for our flexibility training. So for flexibility training, the recommendation is that we stretch all major muscle groups a minimum of 2 to 3 times per week, if not daily. So the flexibility training recommendation, stretch all our major muscle groups a minimum of 2 to 3 times per week, if not daily. Flexibility exercises should be incorporated into our overall program. It should be sufficient enough that we're developing and maintaining a range of motion. And we're going to address flexibility in several of the video casts down the road. These exercises should stretch the major muscle groups and be performed a minimum of 2 to 3 times per week. And stretching should include appropriate static and or dynamic techniques. Okay, other notable updates from this American College of Sports Medicine recommendations, along with the American Heart Association. When we're looking at our overall health-related fitness in order to reduce the risk for chronic disease, related disabilities, preventing unhealthy weight gain, the key here is that we will ultimately benefit or have a greater benefit from going above and beyond these minimum recommendations. So these recommendations laid out in this podcast are the minimum recommendations. And the idea would be to go above and beyond that as our fitness level increases. So the activity of any activity above the recommended minimum provides either greater health, even greater health benefits, especially if you're training for a sport or specific goals. So in review, what I would really encourage you to do is I would encourage you to look at your own current level of physical activity. And I want you to think about your frequency, intensity, time, and type of cardiorespiratory endurance type training. So are you exercising 3 to 5 days per week? 3 days per week of at least 20 minutes of vigorous intensity, or 5 days per week of at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity? So 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity, 5 days per week, 20 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, 3 days per week. Are you participating in resistance training activity 2 or more times per week on non-consecutive days? And with that, one set of 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 different multiple muscle group exercises. And I think very importantly, are you stretching all your major muscle groups a minimum of 2 to 3 times per week, if not daily? So take a look at these recommendations. Listen back to this podcast. Definitely feel free to take a look at www.acsm.org. And we also have www.cdc, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, .gov, www.acsm.org, and www.cdc.gov for all the information laid out in much more detail than I've presented in this podcast. Thank you for listening. Feel free to check out www.healthrelatedfitness.org for my most up-to-date podcasts.